The Galveston Bay Foundation was formed 20 years ago with the idea of protecting the bay by working with all factions to affect the bay, commercial, industrial, and recreation.
And bring them around a table and get them talking about working together in Galveston Bay's best long-term interests.
Foundation President Bob Stokes.
We recognize that there are definitely different uses. Occasionally those uses are going to conflict. We'll try to sort through that when it occurs. But we know that all of those users can play their part in ensuring that we have a healthy Galveston Bay, not only in 2007, but in 2017 and 2027 and so on and so on.
Stokes says the Bay Business of the Year Award was designed to showcase the green things that companies are doing, many above what's required. One of the things that Anheuser-Busch Houston is doing is a lot of recycling.
We recycle 99.7% of all our incoming materials, and that takes the form of grain that comes in for our product, malt and rice and hops that come out of the brew house process. Those are sold as cattle feed, but also strapping material, boxes, things like that all get recycled.
Steve Guglieri is senior plant manager at the Houston Brewery. He says for every 4 aluminum cans they use, they recycle 5. Later, while touring the brewery, Guglieri said beechwood chips are used for aging, but it cost $100,000 to recycle them.
Things like our beechwood chips go out as compost, but we have to pay to have them taken away from here. It's a decision. Do you want to fill a landfill, which you know is not a good thing to do, or do you want to go ahead and pay and recycle it? And we choose to pay to recycle it.
But these days, being green can have an economic benefit for a company. Anheuser-Busch uses a bioenergy recovery system that converts nutrients in the leftover water from the brewing process into renewable biogas that in turn provides almost 18% of the Houston Brewery's fuel needs. For these and other reasons, community involvement included, Anheuser-Busch Houston was honored with the Galveston Bay Foundation's second annual Bay Business of the Year Award. Rod Rice, Houston Public Radio News.